This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Hey, now listen, when you're stressed about something or anxious about something, does it ever affect your sleep? Can you sleep through anything or does it?
No, of course it does.
So you can be...
Yeah, I'll wake up thinking about it if I'm anxious
really?
About something. Yeah, definitely.
What about if you're with a partner and you can't sleep?
Because of them?
No, just you're in bed and whatever. Do you kind of just lay there or do you keep them up or...?
No, if I'm tossing and turning and interrupting their sleep, then I would go to the spare room or on the couch or something.
Yeah, would you classify yourself ever as an insomniac or...?
No, I sleep pretty well.
Because it'd be pretty horrible,
but there are
it?
Things that hit you in life.
Yes.
Like anyone, which is normal, and it does impact my sleep when you know,
absolutely.
Things happen. I mean, I'm sure the same happens to you. Do you...?
No, I could sleep through a wall.
Oh, really? Even if you're completely stressed out?
Oh, no. Oh, my God, I could sleep right through it. It doesn't matter how bad the news is. This might change, but no, I can sleep through a war zone.
That's funny because last night I did wake up and I thought, I must remember.
Nuclear war would probably be the only thing that could wake me up.
I thought, I must tell Anastasia something. Yep, I won't forget that. And then, of course, I've forgotten completely what
Hilarious.
It was. So that is something, you know how they say to write things down?
Yes.
I need
to
start doing that.
Yeah. Well, hey, apparently in the paper today, Insomniac's partners' efforts to help them nod off are backfiring and may be keeping the whole family awake. There's a world-first Melbourne sleep trial by the Monash Institute of Cognitive and Clinical Neurosciences has for the first time involved partners in a 7-week course to see whether they can be trained as surrogate therapists.
Oh, really?
You'd have to be very, very committed to your partner to go through this, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
And apparently some of the partners are getting it wrong. In 45% of couples, the partner suggested bedtime activities other than sleep or sex, such as playing games or watching TV, and almost a third encouraged napping or caffeine and during the day. They're trying to be helpful, but they often do things contrary to treatment.
To make it worse.
It would be really horrible for the partner. Some insomniac's partners were also modifying their own lives, which was having a further negative impact. So it would be. It'd do your head in if your partner can't sleep.
Absolutely. Well, I remember my partner couldn't sleep because I used to snore. So he asked me to go and have snoring surgery.
That's right. Didn't you get your throat ripped out for it? So do you snore now?
No.
Well, there you go.
No, I'm apparently a little bit every so often, but not much at all. No, it's fixed it.
But was it a really bad snoring? I mean,
well,
I guess you
didn't
hear
think it was. It never woke me up.
You should have recorded yourself because he could have just been a crazy dude. Yeah?
Yeah, maybe.
That would have been
because he did leave me after I had it.
Well, there you go.
Maybe he was used to the rhythm of the snoring.
The things that we do for love.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
One of the things that I worry about is, you know, you read a lot of stuff about the light coming off our computers or phones before we go to bed and how much that impacts our sleep. So, and when I got my glasses this year, a new pair of glasses, they said we can get blue light filters in them. So I got those in. So
are they working?
Well, I don't know. I mean, as a habit, I don't look at my devices sort of half an hour before bed anyway.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know if that's true or not, whether they do work.
Well, hey, look, there are some expert tips on this for partners of insomniacs.
And what are they?
It says go to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time every day. Can you imagine that?
But how's that going to happen?
Imagine if our partners would have to get up at four. Imagine you're not in love. But you just want the money. Like, imagine you've got a sugar daddy or mummy and you're having to go to bed. Oh, my God, that would be horrible.
At 9 o'clock.
Alcohol is not a good sleep aid. It disturbs sleep. So no alcohol. Temperature and light are important. Set your bedroom so it's dark. So that's a good tip. Avoid using screens in bed, like you said. Ensure the bed is used only for sleep and sex. That's it.
Yep.
So
I agree with that.
So nothing else. And avoid caffeine in the afternoon. And also take a hot shower or warm bath before bed. So how wonderful would that be?
What about animals?
I'd have to be really in love with this person to do this. This is a massive commitment.
What about animals?
Just the thought of going to bed at the same time and waking up together is like a nightmare for me.
You reckon?
Absolutely. But wouldn't it be for you?
Yeah, I think. Well, actually, I know with my last partner, if I'd go to bed early to come here, he would kick up a bit of a stink.
Yeah, but he was a knob.
And say,
he doesn't count.
And say, you know, no, it's too early or what have you, or what have you. But I find it, I suppose it depends what you're doing for your job, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly.
And if you're getting up at 4 a.m, then I wouldn't expect a partner to get up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, well, this sleep suggests...
Unless I didn't like them, and then I might go, get up, make me coffee. Anastasia, were you a Barbie girl?
Do you know what? I do remember having little dolls and stuff, but I can't remember what I did with them. I think I kind of ripped her head off a couple of times and one
threw
of her
it
legs.
Away.
Yeah, I was just getting bored with them.
Yeah.
What about you? Did you have a little Ken doll?
No, I had teddy bears. I had the Humphrey bear. I was into bears for some
really?
Reason. Yeah, I didn't have any.
No dolls.
No.
It's not like you could cuddle them.
Yeah.
Right? Unless you wanted to just dress them up and be all girly.
Was never exposed to them. But Barbie has had a big makeup.
Really?
Yep, she has. She's been accused of promoting unhealthy body image, as you know.
Yes.
You can see why.
Well, she has, absolutely.
She's got those impossibly tiny, you know, that waist.
I always wanted her legs when I was
a
little.
A very skinny frame.
That's probably why I ripped them off.
Well, they were very long. Long thin legs. Is that why you ripped them off?
I've just realised I was an angry child because I was like, I don't have Barbie's legs. She can't either.
She can't have them ripped. Poor Barbie. But the company behind the popular children's toy has endeavoured to update the doll.
Right.
Bring her more in line with
So has
today.
She got like, is she a bit plump now? She's got a bit of stretch marks? What's going on?
She's undergone her biggest update since 1959.
Oh, wow.
So it's huge.
Okay.
So there's three new body types.
Great.
Which are apparently more representative, and I quote, of a healthy everyday woman.
Oh, great.
Just like yourself.
Exactly, I was going to say.
So they feature buxom busts.
Oh, love it.
Curvy hips.
Yes.
Plump stomachs.
Plump.
Which I think is fantastic. And in some models, even hormonal acne.
Right.
And stretch marks.
Okay, well, that sounds hot.
This is great. Well, it's
no,
realistic.
I think, well, it's realistic, absolutely.
And
no airbrushing there.
But to top it off, you know, it's been a good week for us. They've taken it one step further, giving her her first girlfriend.
That is fantastic.
Yep,
she's a leso.
She came out. Well, she sort of is when she's with the girlfriend, isn't she? So it's about time. So photographs, there's official photographs of Barbie and her new girlfriend.
Yeah, you can catch them on Instagram. You just type in Barbie style. But they're wearing T-shirts of Love Wins.
Exactly.
How cute are they?
Which is great.
That's really
promoting
awesome.
Awareness.
Would you wear a little Love Wins Barbie T-shirt if I got you one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course
it's pretty
I would.
Cute.
I'd love to
That's
wear
awesome.
One of those.
It's been a really good year for stuff for us.
It has been.
It?
It's not over yet, but hopefully we'll get some more good news.
Well, at least Barbie's on our side. That's all I care about.
Well, I want Ken to get a boyfriend.
Yeah, how good would it be? You Ken know? Was hot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I didn't rip his legs apart.
No, I would not. The family court has ruled that transgender teenagers will no longer have to front a courtroom in order to access hormone replacement therapy.
Oh, what a victory.
It's great news. And prior to this ruling, transgender children and their families would have to go to the family court in order to access the treatment.
Wow.
Which, of course, was either long, painful and expensive process.
Wow.
And could be emotionally draining and psychologically harmful to the child in question. So now that the family court has ruled that transgender children do not have to go to court, trans youth will be able to access hormone therapies with permission from just their parents or guardians.
Thank God.
And their doctor.
Imagine having to go through that, though, like being a teenager and you feel that you're in the wrong body, because that's essentially what's going on. And now you don't have to go through that tedious red tape of explaining why you don't want to be female or male.
And,
it's wonderful. It'd be such a scary, horrible moment for that child.
And the pressure of having to also do it before your hormones kick in.
Yeah, exactly.
As well. So apparently the family court has received 60 cases of transgender children in need of hormone therapy since 2004.
Wow.
And zero cases have been rejected.
Wow.
So it automatically seems like an unnecessary process.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
Good news coming out of the family court yesterday.
That is so, so wonderful.
If you're heading to the US and you're flying domestically,
right.
You might want to hear this, because based on a glitch with their scheduling system, American Airlines pilots, too many have been let off for Christmas holidays.
You're kidding.
Not way too many pilots managed to request the day off without any backup. So now it's estimated that around 15,000 flights in about a dozen airports from December 17th onwards are going to be affected.
How pissed off would you be if you're trying to board?
Absolutely.
Sorry, isn't our pilot?
So they're all on annual leave. That's what's going to happen. The airline apparently is trying really hard to fix the mistake.
Well, they didn't really think it through.
They didn't. Reportedly offering pilots 150% of their standard hourly rate to try and entice them to come back.
Wow. Well, I'd come back for that.
I would too.
Yeah.
You would be annoyed, wouldn't you? I'm sorry, you know, your flight's been cancelled because he's having Christmas dinner or something.
Totally.
Apparently, we're trying to get Prince Harry to spend his bucks night down under.
No way.
Yeah.
I wonder whether you do it in Sydney or Melbourne.
I don't know.
He's such a hottie.
Our Minister for Trade and Tourism has gone and emphatically invited Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to spend their pre- and post-wedding celebrations down under.
Wow.
How's that?
Bucks night. God, they're so pathetic. Bucks nights.
Have you been?
Oh, I've been to many. You know what? They are... I remember going to one and seeing a male stripper, okay? So it wasn't a bucks night, it was a hen's night.
Right.
Okay? And I remember just being there and feeling really freaked out because the guy stripped down to everything and it was just dangling around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was just like, because he was bare naked and all these girls are screaming and they're excited and we're all boozed up, of course, and I did find it quite funny at the girls' reactions more so than him. But I remember just looking at his little... fella wobbling around and I was just like, oh my God, I'm so not into the male genitalia. And that's all, I could not stop looking at it. I kind of became obsessed with looking at it dangle around.
That's really interesting because the same happened to me and we went to a male strip. I don't know why they have to do that.
I think it's I think you know what I love about them? I love the reactions of the brides or the groom, like that's the funny bit and how people have had a few and they're really excited.
And I like how, you know, as the guys, the one I went to, they're sort of drinking more and you could see them, you could see the effect. And
then all of a sudden,
you know, let's go. And then it was like, let's take Wazza to the strip club and see if he enjoys it.
And how would you enjoy it?
No.
Really?
So boring.
Oh, no. So you didn't like seeing a bit of...
No.
Nah, no. You weren't into that.
No.
What a shame.
So,
but what if it was guys that were stripping, male strippers? Would you have been into it or is it just not your thing?
Look, probably not my thing. I'd look, of course I would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't shut my eyes.
But it wasn't your,
you've been to those sorts and then also there's the bucks nights that are quite, you know, sensible and conservative or whatever. So.
Do they even exist?
Yeah, they do exist.
Wow.
They do exist. And there was a guy recently who posted Instagram photos of his bucks night on his own.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
Yeah, because he didn't have any friends.
I prefer really the sad. Pranks on what happens on the bucks night.
Do you?
Yeah. I wonder what bucks nights or hens nights, well, they won't exist or will they in same-sex marriage? Will they?
Of course they will.
Yeah, I don't know. I find them really tacky. I want to change the culture around it.
I've got a few pranks I'd love to do too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can get them out.
Prank nights instead of bucks or hens.
Prank nights, much more
way
fun.
Way better.
I reckon, not
stripping
like
shave
club.
Their eyebrows off and stuff.
Take them nude down Flinders Street Station.
Exactly.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.